Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Jermon Williams, co-founder of Broccoli City Festival and head of communications.
Yes, and we are talking about the amazing Broccoli City Festival, the annual tradition here. It's an annual tradition to have you all on WTOP to preview it. It's going to be at Audi Field this year, a new venue, July 27th and 28th. So, hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jason, thanks for having me.
All right. So, before we get into the actual lineup, which is some real heavy hitters on, I can't wait to get into that with you. But first, talk about how it's extra special this year to be at a new venue and why it's a cool spot for it.
It's really exciting to be at this new venue. We think about the growth over the years and start and where we started and at the bullpen and then over to St. Elizabeth and then over to RFK and then FedEx and then back to RFK last year, the last 2 years. And so moving over to Audi Field for us has been about enhancing the fan experience. And that's really the bottom line. We just wanted to really help to sort of revolutionize and redefine what it meant to experience a festival, right? A live music event. And so we're just excited, right, to actually be one of the biggest music events to happen at Audi Field ever, so.
Absolutely. I want to follow up on that too, because as historic as the RFK grounds are, I have great memories of watching the Burgundy and Gold when they played there, all that stuff. But what does Audi Field as a venue provide that maybe that didn't, a big, is it like a bigger, newer, nicer stadium experience? Or I don't know. You put it in your words. But what
That's
does
a
it
no,
provide?
absolutely. That's a great question, Jason. I want to start by just giving Events DC and their entire team, a huge round of applause and a big thank you for the partnership that they gave us over the years at RFK. RFK was tremendous, and it really helped us grow to get to this point. So I just wanted to start there. But for Audi Field, it's state of the art. That's number one. So and we're actually able to utilize the stadium and the perimeter right around the stadium. Whereas at previous stops we haven't necessarily been able to do that. And so just being able to again utilize the stadium and all of its features, specifically the Jumbotron, so those big screens, being able to set up the festival in a way where the experience is really, I would say, comparable to an award show where you're seeing the interaction of the talent backstage. You're seeing media correspondents report from different areas right within the stadium. So just being able to bring that portion, like the video portion, and elevate that, but also just the facilities, right? Just being able to provide our patrons with air conditioned bathrooms, seating, which is most important. I don't think we've ever had a seating option at BC Fest in 11 years, so just being able to do to provide that, and again, state of the art, just the infrastructure itself. Over the years, we've had to build out the infrastructure in a parking lot on cement. Right, which is concrete in the middle of the summer is never a fun experience. So I think just being able to also just move right into an infrastructure that's there already is a plus. So
Absolutely. And speaking of which, we're in a stadium, so pun not intended, but if do you have any ballpark numbers of like how many people you expect to come versus last year? Like I don't know if you even have them on your fingertips, but generally how many people showed up last year or hell, even back in your humble beginnings. Yeah, I'm trying to show how much it's sort of grown if you have any ballpark figures of how many came like in your early days versus last year versus what you expect now.
For sure. Year one, we did probably, well, if we're gonna go, we're gonna track those numbers. I would even go back to the precursor to the Broccoli City Festival, which was an Earth Day block party we did in LA called, excuse me, called Global Coolin', which had Kendrick Lamar as an opening act. But we did 4 to 5, I think we did like 500 to 600 people there. And so fast forward to BC Fest, the first iteration in 2013, we ended up doing 5,000. And so we sort of peaked at 5,000 from 2013 up until 2016. We jumped to about 13,000. And then in 2018 to about 30,000. And so we've been right within that space. This year we're looking at about 25,000 each day.
Okay.
So yeah, we're super excited.
So
So
about
50,000 total, yeah, this year.
50,000 total. Okay, cool. And was that 30,000, was that at FedEx or was that RFK?
The 30,000 actually happened at we first hit that number at RFK in
Okay.
2018. Yep.
Gotcha. All right. I just wanted to have all the details because I'm going to write an article
Gotcha.
too.
No, for sure. And
All right.
I want to add too that 30,000 ended up sort of translating over to RFK too. I'm sorry, not RFK, but FedEx. So we did 30,000 from like 30,000 was our number up until probably last year when we expanded to 2 days a couple years ago.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, congrats on the growth. I know we've had Brandon
Thank
McCarron
you.
on every
Yeah.
he's talked about it similarly in the past. So that's great. And you just so let's get to the musicians. I know you just mentioned Kendrick Lamar was there in the first year, and that was back before he became the Kendrick Lamar. You know, you guys always have a knack for like finding these artists to headline Broccoli City that 10, you know, maybe even like 2 or 3 years later are like these massive Grammy winning icons. But you get them in on the ground floor. So before you even get into who's playing this year, like how do you have a knack for that? And even if you want to name drop some of the others like you did for Kendrick, like you know what I mean? Like leading up to this year, how do you find who's the next big thing all the time?
I think this starts with us just being fans of music culture in general.
Yeah.
Like that's where it all starts, right? Because I feel like when you're a fan, like there's that natural, I would say, desire to discover new music. There's always that natural desire. And so for me, Mark B, like that was always the connection, right? Music, culture, and how can we use those things to move to, you know, to push culture, like, you know, our culture forward, right? And so it starts there. I think also having a great team that shares in that passion, right? A younger great team, right? Because now we're able to get real time advice and you know just insight on new artists, right? So beyond your headlining acts, it's always about like how are you filling out excuse me, your lineup. And
Right.
so you know our teammates who you know sharing that passion. They're younger. They have their ears to to sort of the beat of the younger generation, and so they know what's listening. Like they share that music with us, and so that's how we're able to keep it relevant, right, and fresh and exciting. So, you know, shouts to the entire team for that.
Absolutely. Well, without further ado, speaking of finding these cool artists, let's tell everyone the huge names that are coming this year. And again, I'll try to divide it up into the days so you don't have to miss them. So on day one on Saturday, July 27th, who are some of the big headliners that we might recognize? And maybe even some that you want to tease and be like, they're going to be the next big thing.
Okay, absolutely. So on day one, we have Megan Thee Stallion, who is, you know, arguably one of the hottest hip hop acts right now. We got Party Next Door, Lil Yachty and the Concrete Family, Friday, Tizo Touchdown. We got Issa Rae, who will be doing the intros, and we also have live experiences, which really I think is the new feature this year that we're leaning into, live experiences. So we've got those live experiences headed, you know, hosted by Debbie Banks, Funny Marco. We got Trap Soul Karaoke with Bryson Tiller happening. And we got a bunch of other different live experiences with Uncle Waffles, who is a world-renowned DJ, and some other surprises for day one. So
That's awesome. That's awesome. How about for day two? But wait, there's more, folks. Who's on
yeah,
Sunday? On
absolutely.
Sunday the 28th.
Absolutely. So on Sunday is headlined by the one and only Gunna. Along with Gunna, we've got Catriona, Victoria Monet, Sexy Red, Key Glock, Joe K, and Soul Action Radio. Like anyone knows about his radio show, it is amazing. And that's also hosted by Desi Banks and Funny Marco. From a live experience standpoint, we've got Everyday People and R&B Only, who will be doing some really, really dope live activations. This is all brought to you by Converse this year, which is what we're super excited about. And I want to also plug this. We'll also be doing a, our local talent showcase, which is called Broccoli Bars, and that's a contest that we ran, and the winners will be performing on both days at BC Fest. And these artists are local artists, so and this is this is actually something that we look forward to everybody being a part of. So,
Awesome. Some cool activities outside of just the concert lineup. And you mentioned it, but you mentioned Issa Rae, but she's a big deal from Hollywood. How do you actually convince her to do this? Or has she done it in past? Maybe she did it past year. I can't remember.
No, this is her first year doing it, but I gotta tell you, Jason, it's all about relationships. If I could think of one thing, one constant that's gotten us here, it got us to 11 years, it's been relationships and us just building relationships and maintaining good relationships. And so my partner Brandon, he lives in LA. He met Issa years ago, on just in that circle. They have a lot of common, a lot of mutual friendships out there. And so over the years, he's remained in contact with Issa and her whole crew, her whole team. And so this year, it just the relationship with was at a point where Brandon is was now able to just reach out, right? And so she gladly signed on. She's a fan of what she loves what we're doing, and so it just made sense. And we're gonna also feature her wine, Viva Ray, which is something that we're excited about. Yeah, we're just super excited to have Issa on board this year.
That's awesome. And will she be there both? She'll be there both days to intro or just the first day?
Just the first day, but
Okay.
we're doing a huge pre-party with her Friday night.
Nice.
We have a party series called Cocoa Butter, and so she's hosting. We're super excited about that.
Where's that going to be? Is that also at Audi or?
That'll be at Echo Stage in DC.
Oh, cool. Is it private or anyone listening to this can go?
Anybody can go. Anybody listening can go.
Okay, cool. And then, so I assume, I mean, I have more than enough to work with. I guess sort of final seconds, like people can, I guess, ticket info. I guess they can get like individual passes or for one day, or they can do like a full day thing, or maybe even a 3 day if they do the Echo Stage thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are available at bcfestival.com. So yeah, there's something I think just for any and everybody. I would urge people to head over to the website because we are expecting this event, this festival to sell out. So please
Love
do
it.
not wait.
Love it.
And
Hey,
can I
but
also add this,
go ahead,
Jason?
go ahead. Yeah, go
I just
ahead.
wanted to shout out some of the sponsors too,
Sure.
who are helping to drive some of the activations we have. We've got Hennessy, who's gonna be there activating. We've got the United States Tennis Association, and so they're going to be there with an activation, which is all about connecting with the community through the game of tennis. So we're super super excited about that. And also the mayor, and also her office of cable television, film, music, and entertainment. They are our partners this year, along with Events DC, on the Broccoli Bars competition. And so we're just very grateful for their partnership as well.
That's awesome. In the literally the last soundbite will be pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to our listeners. Just say, hey DC, come on out to Broccoli City. Talk directly to him, invite him out.
Okay. Peace, DC metro area / DMV. Come on out to Broccoli City Festival this weekend. We have an extraordinary event for you, something for everybody, literally everybody, from artists to from mainstream artists to local artists, on down to activations, food, you name it, we got it. So we hope to see you this weekend. For 2 days of fun and just excitement.
Again, yes, everybody, Broccoli City Festival. It's going to be at Audi Field for the first time. So check it out. It's going to be July 27th, Saturday, and Sunday, the 28th. So get your tickets. Hey, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Jason. And let me know if you need anything between now and then.
Appreciate
Sounds
it.
good, Jason.
See
Thank
you,
you, man.
man.
All
See
right.
you.
Bye.